I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Don't do as I do, do as I say. Have you heard this statement? Have you said it? If we are honest or courageous, we may honestly say this is a double standard, or you are not being truthful to yourself. You're being a hypocrite. The dictionary states that a hypocrite is a person who pretends to be what they are not. The disciples who followed Jesus knew their shortcomings. They knew when they missed the mark, disobeyed, and slipped from their faith. The Holy Spirit is given to believers to guide us into truth and to convict us of our sin. God is gracious and merciful when His Spirit points out things that are not right. He is lovingly yet firmly wanting us to grow in His grace, acknowledging He is right, we are wrong. Confess and ask forgiveness. His Word assures us of His cleansing power and forgiveness of all our unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. His Spirit working in our lives assures us of His ability to help us be consistent, faithful, and true in our walk with Him. The Apostle Paul was consistent and faithful in his teaching and his ability to live out the gospel in a genuine way. He said, "Be imitators of me just as I also am of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma, Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. We can be consistent when we follow Jesus Christ. We are to keep our eyes upon Him, looking to Christ as our example. Sometimes we can get into trouble by looking at everyone or anything else as our example instead of Jesus Christ. We can be consistent when we follow God as His child. We are eager to be with Christ, enjoying His fellowship. Just as children enjoy being with their parents, we as God's children enjoy being in God's presence. We are to walk in love just as Jesus gave us love and gave Himself for us. We are to love others the same way. Jesus was selfless. He was generous, self-sacrificing, loving others, serving them. He, the Master, even served His disciples by washing their feet, when it should have been the other way around. He did this as an example so that we could love others like He did. We can be consistent, imitators of God, when we love others like Jesus. Paul goes on and states that this is an offering to God. This is a sacrifice to God. This is a fragrant aroma to God. Do you want to know how to please God? Love others like Jesus did. I do not please God by how much money I have, or possessions I own, or how popular I am. I please God by imitating Christ, being like Him in my attitude and in my actions. A good place to start? Begin by loving others the way Jesus did. He listened to others, He served others, met their needs. He obeyed His mother Mary at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. He spent time with the outcast, the Samaritan woman. He spoke the truth in love over and over to His disciples and those who opposed Him. He spent time in prayer with His Heavenly Father. He showed love by taking your place on the cross, paying the penalty for sin once and for all, so we could be made righteous before God. He showed love by rising again and promising to return. He wants you and I to show love, His love, today in this world. Will you? You can. Ask Him to give you His ability to love others the way He did. Then we will be consistent in what we say and what we do. Like Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaczma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.